WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Last week on WeatherBrains, James Spann mentioned that we had a blue moon coming soon. So what the heck was he talking about? A blue moon is a full moon that is not timed to the regular monthly pattern. Most years have 12 full moons, which occur approximately monthly, but in addition to those 12 full lunar cycles, each calendar year contains an excess of roughly 11 days. So these extra days accumulate, and about every 2 or 3 years, actually the average is about 2.7 years, there is what might be described as an extra full moon. And this extra full moon is called a blue moon. Different definitions place the extra moon at different times. In calculating the dates for Lent and Easter, the clergy identified the Lent moon. It is thought that historically, when the moon's timing was too early, they named an earlier moon as a betrayer moon or a bellowy moon. Thus, the Lent moon came at its expected time. Folklore gave each moon a name according to its time of year. A moon which came too early had no folk name and was called a blue moon, bringing the correct seasonal timing for future moons. Now, the Farmer's Almanac defined a blue moon as an extra full moon that occurred in a season. One season was considered to be 3 full moons. If a season had 4 full moons, then that 4th full moon was named a blue moon. Recent popular usage defined a blue moon as the 2nd full moon in a month, stemming from an interpretation error made in 1946 that was not discovered until 1999. Now, the term blue moon is commonly used metaphorically to describe the rarity of an event, as in the expression, once in a blue moon. Now, on a literal note, the meaning of a blue moon is when the moon, not necessarily a full moon, appears to the casual observer to be unusually bluish. This is a rare event that can be caused by smoke or dust particles in the atmosphere, as happened after forest fires in Sweden and Canada in 1950, and notably after the eruption of Krakatoa in 1883. Krakatoa's eruption caused the moon to appear blue for nearly 2 years. The particles in the atmosphere have to be about 1 micrometer in diameter. Under these conditions, long wavelength light, which appears red to a viewer, is scattered out of the line of sight, and short wavelength light, which appears blue to a viewer, is selectively transmitted into a viewer's eyes. Maybe we should consider only doing our show once in a blue moon. If you have a weather question, drop a note to question@weatherbrains.com for at least some sort of answer.